Well, future elections in Australia may require you to bring some form of identification to the polling place. The federal government's preparing a bill on the issue, citing concerns about voter fraud. It was a claim pursued relentlessly during and since the last US election by the loser of that vote, Donald Trump, but without evidence. So is voter fraud a problem in Australia? Rachel Mealy reports.
Voter fraud isn't a problem in Australian elections, but the federal government says it might be perceived to be a problem.
We think an electoral system should not only be fair and transparent and accountable, it should be seen to be fair, transparent and accountable.
Queensland Senator James McGrath is the chair of the Electoral Matters Committee. He says a law requiring voters to show identification at the polling booth would increase confidence in our elections.
To most people, and I speak as someone who's been on a polling booth since they were 15, most people expect that they should provide some form of ID when they go to vote, and they're surprised they don't have to.
Dr. Jill Shepherd is a senior lecturer in politics at the Australian National University.
So it's not a sort of nefarious problem in Australian politics.
She says the main culprits of voter fraud in Australia are older people who may have forgotten that they've already voted and accidentally vote twice. But she says heading off the perception that there's a problem might further lift voters' confidence in free and fair Australian elections.
Plus, there are people who think that this is a serious problem in Australian politics. And so if voter ID laws and requiring voters just to give the simplest indication of who they are to the polling booth workers on the day, if that helps to lift their confidence in election outcomes, then that's not necessarily a bad thing.
She says the Labor Party will argue that the requirement for ID on election day is yet another way to scare voters away.
And so depending on which side of politics you come from, you can make a valid argument for or against voter ID. As academics, we tend to say that more voters the better, and that if we can have as close to 100% of Australians voting on election day, then that's a better outcome. But as I say, it depends very much on your own sort of on the skin that you have in the game.
The bill's expected to be introduced to Parliament tomorrow and make provisions for anyone who turns up to vote without their ID.
And if you don't have ID, we've made sure that this is not about stopping voting or anything like that. We've suggested that it can be anything from a Medicare card. And if you don't have any ID, a declaration vote can be exercised.
Are you confident that no one is disenfranchised by this bill?
Totally. In terms of the safeguards that the committee that I chair have recommended, there's something called a declaration vote, so that if you don't have ID or if you come from a disadvantaged background, that you're able to be issued with a declaration vote. This is not about stopping people from voting.
The first time many Australian voters heard the term voter fraud, it was associated with last year's US election.
It looks to me like a rigged election.
A totally rigged election.
It's a rigged election.
This is a rigged system, folks.
But Senator McGrath says it has nothing to do with that.
No, not at all, because this recommendation about voter ID has been made by the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters after the 2013, 2016 and 2019 elections, well before any issues that may have arisen in America.
Labor says the bill is anti-democratic and plans to vote against it.
Rachel Mealy with that report.